Hallelujah. Open eyes, Father. Open ears and open hearts. Open eyes, open ears, and open hearts. Thank you, Master. Turn to Psalm 24. Blessed be the name of the Lord and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord and all that is within me. And bless your holy name. Thank you, my Lord. How many of y'all ready? Get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, there was 10 virgins and 5 of them were ready and 5 weren't. Yeah, they were all saved. 5 stayed filled with the oil. And 5 relied on the world. Oh, they got their taste of the oil. But then they began to rely on the things of carnality. And when they realized that the Lord was coming, they tried to go to those who had oil. And those who had oil were wise. They had wisdom. They said, no, can't give you my oil. You have to go get your own. I paid the price. Why won't you? And then the Lord showed up, and the others were out going to buy oil while the others were staying close to God. And the Lord opened the door to them. They went in, and the door shut, and they went to be with the Lord. And the other virgins were perplexed, baffled, even appalled that something like this could happen to them. But it happened. And it will happen. And the reason why it happened is because they took their eyes off of the Lord. And they began to put it on the things of the world. And I want to share something with you. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means lack. And the reason why so many people lack is because of fear. See, fear will cause lack. One of the things the enemy likes to do is bring fear, because fear will nullify faith. Faith is to see spiritually. It's not to see carnally. You cannot rely on your bank account. Hello. You must see beyond those things. You must see beyond the natural to the supernatural. We are believers. We are to walk in the supernatural. Believe me, every week I get statements. If I was to rely on those statements, we wouldn't be here. You can't allow the things of the world and the circumstances of carnality to move you. You must stay moved by the supernatural, that God is faithful to complete what he started. In this, there is something that is happening. Many people allow the enemy to strip them of their garments, and they stop digging because of fear. Again, where there's lack, there's fear. And where there's fear, there's lack. Because, see, the word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, or I shall not lack. See, so many times we begin to look in the arena that we want more when we're not content in what we have. And then when you want more and you're not content in what you have, that will produce fear. And that will manifest lack. In other words, this is one of the ploys of the enemy. You can't allow the circumstances of the world to move you. Never. Never. Never allow anything to get between you and God. You are to continue to fight all the way through, even when you make a mistake. You get up, shake the dust off, and you keep going. You just keep going. You know, we're in a world, we call it keep on trucking. Now in the spirit, you just got to keep on fighting all the way through. You keep drilling. You keep digging. Because eventually, you're going to hit oil. We're drillers. Even the word tells us about the man that went to go dig up treasure, right? Eventually, something's going to bust. And there's going to be an explosion. And in this explosion, it's going to open doors. But too many people quit. Too many people rely on what they see and not what they, instead of seeing through it. Is everybody okay? That's why you're to make what's unseen to become what? Seen. You're to see through all the natural things. You're to see through everything. All the way through. All the way through. Yeah, but you don't know my circumstance. But he does. And don't get caught up in your circumstance. Because it will promote fear. And fear will promote lack. Is everybody all right? Psalm 24. In verse 1, let's read this together. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness. In other words, the earth in representation of the mass, the material, the substance. The world and those who what? Dwell in them. The world is a representation of the realm of the natural. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has what? Clean hands and a what? Pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to an idol nor sworn deceitfully. He shall what? He shall what? Receive what? Blessing. He's going to receive blessing. Why? Because he's kept his hands clean and his heart pure. Because he understands that the Lord has the last say. Not the devil. The Lord does. Because he's not lifted up an idol. In other words, he did not let an idol speak. Has everybody got it? Idols speak. Money speaks. Hello. Materialism speaks. Things speak. And they try to promote fear so that you lack. Verse 5. He shall receive blessing from the Lord. And righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, or what we call Israel, the generation of those who what? Those who what? Those who what? Those who what? Seek him. Seek him. Here's the key, isn't it? Seek him. Well, how are you going to have clean hands and a pure heart if you don't seek him? It's impossible. It's impossible. The Bible says, submit to God, then you can resist the devil. Why? Because you have sought the Lord. You've kept him first, and you've kept his promises first, no matter what. This is the Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you what? O you gates. And be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in what? Battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift up your everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Now this is a specific revelation by the Spirit that opens doors of revelation. Has everybody got this? Doors of revelation. Everybody needs to have doors of revelation. Gates and doors and windows, those are things that open up. And the purpose of those is that God can reveal to you a mystery, a revelation, an impartation, a change, a direction, or a focus. Again, it could be a door, a window, or a gate is in an area where you can enter or exit. Pure heart and clean hands have entrance to another realm. This other realm is granted to those who seek Him. And by seeking Him, you forsake the realm of the natural. See, so many times people don't realize that seeking God causes you to forsake the natural. Does everybody understand it? In other words, there's times when you are going somewhere and you must forsake the past to go to the future. If you're not willing to forsake the past, you can't go to the future because the past will still hold you. And this is why people can't grow spiritually. They can touch maturity but never mature because the past is still holding them. They've really not forsaken the past. Does everybody understand? Oh, hallelujah. Doors of revelation. In other words, these are areas where God opens, revealing of His mysteries. Something hidden, something specific, something private, something personal for you, and something about Him that changes you. 1 Corinthians 16. Doors of revelation. Verse 9. Paul writes, "For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many," what? "Adversaries." Effective doors. Those are profitable doors or doors of revelation. Those things are revealing opportunities for the supernatural. Doors of revelation. They are revealing mysteries. But when these doors of revelation open, they are opportunities for the supernatural. So everybody got it? What is a door of revelation? An opportunity for the supernatural. One of the things, the problems that people have is they keep answering their own prayers. So, the supernatural can never be manifested. And let me tell you something, there's always adversaries coming against when a door opens. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Here he says there was an effective door that's open to me and there are many adversaries. And if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without what? Without what? Why? Because what does fear produce? Lack. For he does the work of the Lord as I also do. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren. Effective doors, profitable. For what? Opportunities of the what? Supernatural. Again, adversaries that promote the fear will come to shut the door. Steal the profit of the revelation of the supernatural. Again, where there is lack, there is fear. Acts 14. Are y'all getting this? Grab hold. It's going to change your life tonight. Doors of revelation are opportunities of the what? Supernatural. In Acts 14 and verse 19. Would you read this with me, please? Then the Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, having persuaded the multitudes. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. However, when the disciples gathered around him, he rose up and went into the city, And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to the city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the what? Continue in the what? Continue in the faith. Now, does fear produce faith? No, it promotes lack. But what does faith produce? Prosperity. Come on. Why? Because you are spiritually able to see it all the way through. So where there's faith, will it always lead you in the area of a door of revelation? Will faith lead you to a door of revelation? Yes. And where there's a door of revelation, what opportunities are there? The supernatural. See, you're not supposed to be ordinary. You're supposed to be extraordinary. Saying we must, through many what? Tribulations. Enter the kingdom of God. How many of y'all going through some tribulations? Well, if you're not, see me after. I'll give you a few of mine. And verse 23. So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. And afterward they passed through Phrygia and came to Pamphylia. Now when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, from where they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. Now when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them, and that he had what? Opened the door of what? Faith to the Gentiles. So that they stayed there a long time with the disciples. So the door of faith that was opened was actually doors of revelation that were opportunities for what? Supernatural. Has everybody got this? Yes. John 10. John chapter 10. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Tuesday night. John 10 and verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the what? Oh. He's the door of what? He's the door of the sheep. But is he the door of revelation? Yeah. So where there's a door of revelation, are there opportunities for the supernatural? Why? Because he's the door. All whoever came before me are the thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. I guess that's pretty clear. He's the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. It didn't say find pastor. It said find pasture. It says the thief does not come except to what? Steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it what? More abundantly. Well, how many of y'all want life abundantly? Well, don't you think you need some doors of revelation? Amen. You need doors of revelation. Why? Because doors of revelation are opportunities for the supernatural. Why? Supernatural is going to promote life abundantly. Fear will promote lack. Now the devil wants to come and steal, discontinue, stop, or interfere with the door of revelation. See, he also can see. He sees when God is bringing you to the door. He sees when you're seeking and that door is about to open up. And that door is about to open up. And let me tell you, the devil fears. He can't do anything beyond the door, because he'd blow up if he walked through. He'd cease. You know, he fears death himself, even though he's the ruler of death. He fears it himself. Because his character is fear. But he can't go through that door. Only you can. Because you're covered by the blood. Glory to the Lamb. You're covered by the blood of the Lamb. You have access. Why? Because he bought you. He bought you from darkness, from Satan. He bought you from the thief, the stealer, the killer, the murderer, the liar, the thief, and everything else. He bought you from him. So since he bought you, you have access to this door. But there's something that brings you to it you must seek. Then he will lead. And Psalm 78. So the enemy is always trying to sway you, manipulate you, and promote fear. Psalm 78. Because fear will promote what? Lack. You know, doesn't the Bible say anybody who doubts won't get nothing? So if the devil can impart in you doubt, are you going to get something? No. He says, count that man, you ain't getting nothing. He's unstable. In verse 19. Yeah, verse 19. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Oh, limitations of carnality. Behold, he struck the rock so that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Well, if he gave water out of a rock, I imagine he can give bread. I mean, even the devil knew that. Didn't he ask Jesus to turn the stone into bread? Can he provide meat for his people? Therefore, the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation. Yet he commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven. And he rained down manna on them to what? Eat. And given them of the bread of heaven, men ate angels' food. He sent them food to the full. Praise God. The doors of heaven is the unseen realm. They ate angels' food. Why? Because a revelation, the door of revelation, opened to them and produced opportunity for the supernatural. Do you understand that? And who was seeking all of this time? Moses. It only took one man to provide for millions. Does everybody got it? It took one man to provide for millions. Yes. Exodus 29. Doors of revelation are opportunities for the supernatural. Exodus 29 and verse 38. Let's read it together. The Lord told him, he says, now this is what you shall offer on the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. One lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. With the one lamb there shall be 1/10 of an ephah of flour mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed oil and 1/4 of a hin of wine, as a drink offering. And the other lamb you shall offer at twilight, you shall offer with it the grain offering and the drink offering in the morning, for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the what? The door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak to you. Now, the Bible tells us, for me and you, there are what we call the door of our lips. So this is where the continual offering of the sacrifice is. Has everybody got it? Because you are now the temple or the tabernacle. And in this, as you praise and worship the Lord, because the door of your lips, even David said, put a guard over the door of my mouth, the door of my lips. As you begin to, and continue to make this offering to the Lord as a sacrifice and praise and worship him, he brings you to the door. That door is right there. And it begins to open up. And in this opening door, it's an opportunity for the supernatural. Does everybody got it? Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. He said he will what? He'll meet him there, right? He's not only going to meet him there, but he's going to what? Speak to him. And there I'll meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. So I will consecrate the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, and I will also consecrate both Aaron and his sons who minister to me as priests. I will dwell among the children of Israel and be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Again, he brought them out of the land of Egypt. The word Egypt represents world. So as you begin to forsake the world, you walk into another realm. You must forsake the world. You must forsake the arena because fear runs the world. The spirit of fear brings bondage. Even those who are wealthy in the world fear of losing their wealth. Hello? Because they don't have anything else. So the door of the tabernacle meeting is where God meets us in the doors of revelation. Again, it's the sacrifice of the praise and worship that draws us to the door that he opens. And then he speaks to us. He brings us in and releases an opportunity for the supernatural. Acts 16, verse 22. Acts 16 and verse 22. Is everybody there? Then a multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. I'll tell you who they are in a minute. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Now you got to look at this, because God is about to open, bring a door of revelation for the supernatural. Now what were they? Come on, these dudes were locked in. They were put in the middle of the prison. No way out. Many, many doors on every side. Prisoners, guards, and so forth. Well, they decided to use what they learned. They began to sing and praise God. Pray. What were they doing? They were offering up that sacrifice of praise. Why? Because the Lord says, in this, I'll meet you and speak to you. In this, I will draw you to the door of revelation and give you an opportunity for the supernatural. And they continued praising and worshiping. And the prisoners were listening, thought they were goofy. Man, look at these idiots, man. How can they be singing? They're in the middle. In fact, where is that sound coming from? But at midnight, hello, as they were singing, suddenly in verse 26, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately the what? The doors were open. And everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing that the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he knew he would have been executed. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what might I do to be saved?" Now, this was the guard of the prison. Listen, I want you to see this in the arena that God brought them to, the door of revelation, an opportunity that is supernatural manifested. Does everybody got this? God is bringing us to the doors of revelation these days. More and more and more, and there's more coming. So that we can begin to move into the supernatural. We are not to be ordinary, to be extraordinary. But you cannot rely and hold on to the things what the world says. You cannot go on what the world says about you and places labels on you. The world wants to put limitations on you. You can't allow that. You must praise and worship God. Why? Because you must allow a door of revelation to open to you. As a door of revelation opens to you, it is an opportunity for the supernatural. But the enemy is always going to try to come against you. No matter what. No matter what. Let's go a little further. Go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Matthew 6 and verse 5. Glory. In verse 5, what does it say? "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have what? Shut the door." In other words, when you have forsaken the world, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Yes. Genesis 4. Genesis chapter 4. Shut the door to the world. Shut the door to the natural. And the door of revelation will open, and it's an opportunity for the supernatural. In Genesis chapter 4, in verse 1, "Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, 'I have acquired a man from the Lord.' And she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord, and also Abel brought a firstborn of his flock of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well,'" in other words, repent and try again, "'if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door.'" In other words, the presence of evil is waiting at the door. Does everybody got it? The presence of evil. Now, he can't go in the door, remember? But he's always waiting at the door. To what? Try to mislead you. Try to promote fear. Don't go in there. Try to nullify faith. Anything to prevent you from going through the door of revelation for the supernatural opportunities. He says, "If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for what? For you." So the presence of evil wants you. "Its desire is for you, but you shall rule over it." Get out of my way! You shall fight. You shall rule over it. You shall go to that door. And when that door of revelation opens, you go in it, and it's an opportunity for the supernatural. Now, I want you to understand something, that the devil loves to open doors also. And in the doors that he's opened, It promotes false revelation, doctrines of demons. It promotes fear. It promotes anxiety, stress. It promotes flawed belief system, which will promote flawed perception. The devil always wants to open a door. Why? Because he's always trying to imitate, isn't he? He's always trying to imitate God. So, the only way to be able to truly discern is to be in the Spirit. You must be in the Spirit to be able to discern. Why? So you can get angry at the enemy. Get out of my way. I will not go through that door. Has everybody got it? Matthew 7. You must be in the Spirit to be able to discern. Matthew 7. I have seen many people go in the false revelation door. And it's promoted lust. It's promoted rebellion. It's promoted a hardened heart. It's promoted fear, anxiety, stress. It's promoted sickness and disease. It's promoted many things. But it sure isn't going to promote peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. I can tell you that. Matthew 7. Is everybody there? In verse something, 7. What does it say? Ask and it will be what? Given to you. Seek and you will what? Find. Knock and it will be open to you. What's going to be open to you? The door. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be what? Open. So that is a process, isn't it? You first got to do it by prayer. Then you worship and praise. The same thing Paul and Silas did. And then you knock. Actually, he'll bring it right to you. 2 Kings 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. In verse 1. Is everybody okay? Let's read this together. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and a creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." And he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all of your neighbors, empty vessels, and do not gather just a few." You know, so many times the Lord will say, "Go borrow something." And somebody will say, "Well, I can't borrow anything. God doesn't want me to have debt." But I'm going to tell you something, that the Lord told us to go borrow money for homes so that people can come and live and get freed up. He'll take care of it one way or another. Even when you're in debt, he's going to take care of it. Somehow, your whole focus is to constantly ask, seek, and knock. But the bills are piling up. He'll take care of it. It's going to happen. Why? Because if you keep drilling, you're going to eventually hit oil. Does everybody understand it? If you keep pressing in, you keep doing what you got to do, eventually the door of revelation is going to open and the opportunity of the supernatural is going to manifest. Is everybody with me? You can't allow fear to put you in the wrong door or stop you. Here's a woman. And the man of God came, the word of the Lord said, "Man, go borrow some vessels. Go borrow them." Go borrow vessels? You mean I got to go around, knock on neighbors' doors and ask them if they got a vessel? This is kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, they're giving me empty vessels. I have one jar of oil in my house. You got to understand, she was crying out to the Lord, asking for help. And because she was crying out to the Lord and seeking the Lord, a door of revelation came. She could have said, no, you're out of your stinking mind. I ain't doing this. Just have God flood my house with oil. But God didn't work that way. God had his own specific plan for this woman. So she had to obey when the door of revelation came. Do you understand that? When the door of revelation opened, she had to obey. If she didn't obey, the supernatural wouldn't have manifested, would it? Do y'all get this? So a door of revelation will bring you direction also. Why? Because it's still an opportunity for the supernatural, but you got to obey the revelation. If as long as it's from God, make sure that ain't from the enemy. Okay, now verse 4. And of course he said, don't borrow just a few, borrow all you could. Get as much as you can, man. And when you have come in, verse 4, you shall what? Shut the door. You shall forsake the ways of the world. Behind you and your sons, then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she had said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said, that's it. There is no more. So the oil ceased. But here's what happened. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt. Oh, yeah, and you could probably buy those vessels now. You don't have to return them, you know. Just buy them. Give them the money for it. Or give them a vessel full. And you and your sons live on the rest. So obviously there was plenty more, wasn't there? Do you grab hold of this? Can you see this? What did she do? She sought the Lord. The Lord sent a door of revelation. She obeyed what the revelation was, and it brought a supernatural. See, so many times people aren't willing to obey the revelation. They're too caught up in the carnal. Oh, hallelujah. Revelation 3. Speaking of revelation. Revelation chapter 3. Doors of revelation bring opportunities of what? The supernatural. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7. Read this together, please. An angel of the church of Philadelphia, write, these says, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shut, and shuts and no one opens. Hallelujah. I know your works. See, I have set before you a what? I have set before you an open door. And no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word. Have kept my word and have not denied my name. Indeed, I'll make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I'll make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to what? Persevere. Because you didn't give up. You didn't let fear get you out of the way. You fought. You kept my word. You believed. You didn't disgrace my name. You used my name. Brought you to the door. Brought you to the door of revelation. I'm going to give you an opportunity of the supernatural. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the what? Hour of trial which will come upon the whole world to test those who are on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast to what you have, that no one may take your crown. Ooh. Go to Revelation 18. I mean, 3:18, verse 18, I'm sorry. Verse 18. He says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire that you may be rich. Now, buying this gold is actually revelation. Because there is a price. The price is the sacrifice of praise. That price is to deny yourself. That price is to forsake the ways of the world. That price. He says, come and buy from me refined gold. Gold refined in a fire. That gold refined in a fire is actually a revelation. Come and buy this for me. Why? Because you paid the price and the door of revelation will open to give you an opportunity for the supernatural. That you may be rich in white and garments and that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the what? Door and knock. He's knocking on you too. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. In the book of Malachi, it says, will anybody rob God? And he says, you've robbed me of my tithes and offerings. He said, start giving me my tithes and offerings and see if I won't open the windows of what? Heaven. Door of revelations. And pour out you a blessing that you won't be able to handle. Now, just because somebody gives once and cheats God the rest of the time doesn't mean it's going to happen. Hello? People think, well, I'll give it this one time. Let's see if it happens. Well, no. It don't work that way, man. Because you reap what you sow. And I want to close at John 20. John 20. Doors of revelation are opportunities for the supernatural. Again, fear will promote lack. And where there's lack, there's fear. John 20, is everybody there? Is everybody okay? How are you getting this? Praise God. Verse 26, 20:26. Hallelujah. And after 8 days, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them, and Jesus came. The doors being what? Shut. And stood in the midst and said, peace to you. Again, when you shut the doors, forsake the ways of the world, he shows up. And he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life and life abundant in his name. Again, doors of revelation are opportunities for the supernatural. We are to come out of the ordinary into the extraordinary. It is time. Keep digging. Keep fighting. Don't let fear hinder you. Forsake the world. Don't look back. Remember what happened to Lot's wife who looked back? She got stoned. She turned to salt. She became a stiff neck. Don't look back. Why? Because she could not forsake. It was hard for her. Because of everything that she had. But you know, there was something about Lot too. Lot got a visitation from two angels. And because of the perversion that was there in the town, in Sodom, the angels came to get Lot. And they came in and they shut the door. And the demons dressed in flesh came out and wanted the two angels. And Lot said, man, listen, my daughters have never been touched by a man. You can have them. Nice. And they said, no, we want the two men. And the door was shut. And the door opened and grabbed Lot, pulled him in. And when the door shut, when Lot came out and forsake the world there, the angels released the power and they all became blinded and they could not see. And Lot was told by the angels, get your family. We're out of here. We have come to destroy this place. It's going to happen again. We must keep this door shut and forsake the ways of the world. You have been pulled out of Egypt. That's the world. You cannot go back. You can't look back. You have to keep going forward. No matter what's happened in your life, no matter what circumstance, no matter relationships or anything, you must continue to go forward. No matter what, you must forsake your past so you can continue to go forward. And the doors of revelation open to you. And as you walk in them, those are opportunities for the supernatural. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We are honored and blessed. And I ask tonight, Lord, any area that is not shut in our life to the world, that is offensive to you, that you'd reveal it, and that we could shut it. And Lord, every area that you are leading us to a door of revelation, grant us the strength to obey, that we can see the supernatural manifest. We thank you for this precious word. Let it be sealed in our spirit, covered by the blood, and let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.